This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. In the past, we've defined Christian apologetics as a reasoned argument in defense of the Christian faith. We have said many times in these daily case files that convincing someone that Christianity or the Christian position on any given topic is reasonable will not, in and of itself, bring about the salvation of that person. So, a fair question is, why bother? If apologetics, if winning an argument, will not bring about salvation, is it really worth the effort? In 1 Peter 3:15 and 16 we read, "In your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame." Well, Peter here tells us that the purpose of giving a defense for what we believe is to put to shame or shut the mouth of those who revile us, not to convert. When our good behavior in Christ is reviled or slandered by men, it is by extension a reviling and slandering of God Himself. By speaking the truth and putting them to shame, we are silencing those false accusations. In our next broadcast, we'll see how this does have an effect on the preaching of the gospel. Well, to find out more about this topic of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.